Hey, it's Carlos Cavallo. Welcome back to the show. How you doing? You know, I try to cover as much as I can about what you want to know, but sometimes I just don't know what you want to know. So I'm encouraging you to please go on over to the site and let me know what you need. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com at some point today. Please go on over and let me know what your dating questions are, what your relationship questions are, and really what you'd like to hear me cover. Because I want to do some different stuff on the podcast and really keep this, well, worth your while and exciting for you. Something you want to look forward to every week, all right? Now this week, what we're going to cover is tips on how to keep a guy interested. Is there a guy you'd like to keep interested in you, that you want to keep him on the line, you want to make sure he doesn't lose interest somewhere along the way in the relationship? That's a very common complaint I hear from women, is that, you know, he was really romantic at the start, things went really great, lots of hot romance up front, but then things kind of, well, they kind of cooled off. His interest just didn't stay where she thought it would be. She didn't think she'd have that level of romance for the rest of her life. Well, first of all, I got to set something straight for you. There is no way you can constantly keep a high level of excitement and romance in a relationship. Now, I know that sounds pessimistic, but stay with me here. Think about this for a second. I always thought about it when I saw those movies where they had guys that are walking along the outside of the castle and they're keeping an eye out for intruders. These are the guards, right? They're the watchtower. They're the people who are supposed to keep an eye and make sure that nobody's attacking the castle. But think about that realistically. How long would it take for you walking up on the sides of a castle to get bored of looking out and seeing nothing? Nothing happening. Night after night after night after night. You just know after a while you'd be like, well, there's no way it's going to attack us. And if they do, we'll see them. It's no problem. So you start to get a little lazy, right? Maybe don't look way off in the distance and see if you can see any fires or torches from the attacking barbarians. You just stop really paying attention to it because you get a little numb. This is the kind of jading that happens even in relationships. You can't be constantly vigilant. Okay? This is the myth of perpetual vigilance. It just can't be done. But here's what does happen. Even in a relationship, a long-term relationship, you establish a baseline of constant affection and constant attention. Okay, so there is a level of awareness of your partner. It's just not at that same high level of, oh my God, it's so awesome, we're just so great together, I can't wait to get my lips on him again. Okay, that sounded a little better when I was thinking it, but you get what I'm saying, right? So how do you keep him interested? Well, I'm going to give you 5 secret tips today. But first I want to ask you, are there secrets you don't share with anyone? Maybe you hide your stash of trashy tabloid magazines. Maybe you keep your phone on lock code a secret. Maybe there are things you did back in college that would appear scandalous, but probably not these days, knowing what some college girls are doing. What's that line in Titanic, you know, the movie Titanic? A woman's heart is a deep ocean of secrets. I like that line. Well, I've got a few more secrets for you to keep today, and these secrets are the kind you're going to want to keep yourself, because what I'm going to reveal to you is a few of the ways to keep a man interested in you. So let's not waste any time. Let's jump right in. First tip is secret tip number 1, drop your silly act. I spend a lot of time researching and compiling information for my articles and videos, and this one is no exception. As I was looking for ideas recently, I ran across an article on a, I hate to say this, dating advice site. I can't help but cough when I say that. This particular dating advice site gave this particular advice, and I'm not making this up. They said, to keep a guy interested in you, keep cookies everywhere. I'm not kidding you. They actually said that. Yes, you should have cookies all around your house, I guess so that he gets fat and can't fit out the door, maybe. Seriously, I find that kind of advice offensive because it offends the intelligence of any woman out there that's reading it. Now, this falls into the realm of silly. The silly tips you read are meant to make you think you're getting valuable ideas and information, when what they're really doing is just throwing out empty, mindless articles of garbage to entertain and distract you for a few minutes. In the end, what they really do is they make you silly. Silly for thinking that men are this gullible and stupid. Silly for believing that keeping a man interested in you is like a pretentious parlor trick. Look, if you start thinking that the silly tips are going to work, they're going to lead you down a very dangerous and pretentious road. One where connecting with a guy is always going to be a challenge. because you're always running around doing silly things that just have no real connection to a man's emotion, much less a connection to him. They look good on the page, maybe, but when you think about them, it's really dumb advice. Most of the romantic information and advice you read on the internet is rubbish. Okay, I'm just telling you straight up. That's what I do. I tell you these things. I tell you the truth so you don't waste your time. Most of the crap you read out there is just bad. It's crap. It's stuff that a hired writer spent about 2 seconds thinking up. Me? I've spent over 16 years thinking about the stuff I teach. All right? Enough said there. Don't be silly or act silly with a guy. When you read a silly tip, laugh and forget it fast. Don't hide cookies. Don't resort to cheap little tricks. All right, keep a guy interested in you. Secret tip number 2, make a list of his hot spots. A man's hot spots, now I'm not talking about places on his body here. Get your mind out of the gutter, all right? His hot spots are the places in his life where he gets excited. That sounds like I'm still talking about his body. These are things that are emotionally activating for him, all right? For example, one of my hot spots is board gaming. I love playing intricate board games that are like puzzles for my mind. My wife and I play them all the time, and I enjoy it. It's not even the competition, really. I'm not playing to beat her. I'm playing to play the game as best I can. I watch a lot of review videos and gameplay videos on games, and this hobby is especially interesting because, well, I used to really enjoy video gaming. I still do to a degree, but even though video games are easy to pick up and jump into, I really like the process of physically handling a board game with all its cards, its dice, its boards, and its pieces. Every man has a hot spot of his own in his life. He maybe has cars, computers, action movies, video games, gadgets, music, books, travel. I mean, a bunch of them are so common that they come up all the time. Your challenge is to find the ones that make your man light up when he talks about them. What's that you say? It's boring to hear him talk about the same things all the time? Well, tough noogies, kiddo. This is part of the game when it comes to keeping a long-term relationship going. When you make the switch from short-term romance to long-term love affair, you're going to have to change the way you think about the world and him. As the saying goes, everyone wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. And after all, how many times does he have to listen to you tell those stories of yours to him? Yeah, there's things that we both get a little tired of hearing about, but you know what? You put a little money in that emotional and bank account, the investment in your relationship, and you both don't care. You'll be fine even listening to the things that bore you a little bit. Take a look at the couples you see who have that spark of delight even after 10 or 20 or 30 or even more years. They got there by understanding that they couldn't let any part of their partner be ignored or let themselves react with that tired disgust every time he tells that joke about the priest and the monkey. You haven't heard that one? Well, I'm not telling it to you here. It's not compatibility that makes relationships work. It's the attitude you take. One of the big secrets about making love last is that you don't let the things pile up and you're tired of him or tired of that bin. All right? You got to empty that bin out. When you've learned how to love what annoys you most about your partner, you will have made a huge step towards forever love. That's simply all that soulmates do, honey. Seriously, that's exactly all they do. They just manage to make that stuff something kind of endearing. Keep a guy interested in you. Secret tip number 3, conquer your bzzz. You know what your bzzz is? It's that feeling you get inside when your emotions are charged and fully activated to the point where you feel like you can't ignore them anymore and to the point where you feel like you must act on those bzzzt emotions, all right? These are the things in your life that are really high stress and high panic moments. For example, he tells you he wants to go hang out with his friends in Vegas for the weekend. That is a big bzzzt moment right there. You think, what if he goes to a strip club? I mean, Vegas is crazy like that. What if he gets drunk and stupid? What if he sleeps with some slut in Vegas? And then this kind of thinking takes off on its own. It has its own bzzz in it, right? The funny part is that the type of women who think that way all the time are actually the ones that sort of stuff happens to all the time. And it happens in that order. She thinks, then she acts, and then he does what she fears most. Mostly because the relationship has been set up from the start with that weak, panicked energy right from the very first moment. She's fragile, and he senses it. It doesn't mean that it's your fault. It simply means that whatever is in your awareness most of the time is going to be your reality. It's the law of attraction. Law, you are what you think about all day long. So rein in your bzzz and start thinking like the woman you are and want to be. Only you can do this part. Your mom can't do this for you. He can't do this for you. Your kids can't do it for you. It's the only thing you have completely under your control. It's your thinking and your feelings, and they are completely within you, which means they are in your control. Have I made my point yet? Just bury that panic when it comes up, that negative voice that keeps you in the scarcity mindset, and start to celebrate the freedom and liberation of being you. Go ahead, tell me that that won't make a complete difference in how men see and respond to you. All right, keep a guy interested in you. Secret tip number 4, I'm going to save this one, all right? I'm not going to tell you what it is yet. I'll come back to it. Let's go right on to how to keep a man interested in you. Secret tip number 5, make him king. Guys want to feel appreciated, period. I don't know how many different ways I can state that and tell you how it makes all the difference in how he's going to respond to you. Most men fall out of love with women who don't love him this way. She's so busy trying to get love for herself or loving the wrong things about him in the wrong ways. If you make him feel like a king, he will make you his queen. And the way you make a man a king is to respect him and appreciate him for the things he does for you. Could you ask for a simpler love law than that? It's universal and it's available to you right now. All right, how to keep a man interested in you? Secret tip number 5B, let go of compatibility. A lot of women I coach are really focused on finding a guy that is compatible with them, which is a huge mistake. What? Yeah, I know. You heard me. One of the worst things you can do is to focus too much on traditional compatibility. So what should you focus on? Hang on. Let's settle this myth right now before I reveal the true way to make him love you. The myth is, if you find a man that is compatible with you, you'll be able to get him to fall in love with you, commit to you, and love you forever, because you're compatible. Well, this is completely false, especially the way most people think of compatibility. Most people believe compatibility is this. He likes the same stuff you do. He does the same stuff you do. He's similar to you. Now, this is a very limiting way to find a soulmate, and it's also a very limiting way to think about a relationship. Let me tell you that the most compatible people on the planet break up and get divorced all the time. And the only compatible attitude you need to have with him is this. Attitude. You should have compatible attitudes. You should both be coming from the same spiritual place. And no, I don't mean you go to the same church. I mean that you're coming from the same heart-centered viewpoint. When your attitudes about life and the direction you're headed are the same, you'll be able to power each other forward at 10 times the energy as when you were doing it alone. It'll just seem like you're coasting. It'll seem so easy, gliding into love. But if you two are pulling in two different directions, it's going to take 10 times more energy than when you were on your own. Now, of course, it helps to have some things to talk about and relate to each other, right? I mean, that's the kind of compatibility that matters. But those things come naturally if you're of the same attitude. It doesn't matter if you two were both into U2 and Justin Bieber. It doesn't matter if you two have the same favorite movie. It doesn't matter if you both happen to go to the same college. Those are false signals that you're somehow destined to be together. Don't be tricked by them. The only thing that matters is if you can get him to see that you both have the same attitude about your life. And that's easy to do if you know how to connect with a man. Men come in different flavors. Turtle, dog, bull, cat, lamb. Do you know which one of those your man is? And yes, those are all the compatibility styles you need to know. Well, I don't have the time right here to explain them all, but you can go get my quick guide to understanding all 5 connection types. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/connection code. That's datingadviceguru.com/connection code, all one word, connection code, and find out which one he is. And if you don't know, you're going to have a tough time getting him into that commitment you desire so strongly. So go on over and check that out. Oh, and if you want that one tip that I'm holding back on you for, secret tip number 4, I would go on over to check that out at the site. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com. It's right there on the front page, and look up this exact same article. 5 secret tips to keep him interested. This is Carlos Cavallo from DatingAdviceGuru.com. As always, live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.